Yeah, cool. we're right
we're
to
ready
go
now. Thank you.
Alma Marie, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Hello. Come
Hello.
On.
Hey, Hi, guys. Chrissy. How are we?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're really, really great. It is so nice to hear your voice.
You too.
Hey, guys. It's Brendo. I'm here as well with Christy.
Oh, hi, Brendo. What is it, Brendo?
Brendo, yeah.
Yeah, Brendo, with a big O on the end.
I'm nice to meet you, Brendo.
Brendo, hello.
It kind of rhymes with Elmo. It's like Brendo and Elmo together. You guys can be pals.
Yeah, that's you. You're like Elmo's twin brother.
Oh, I'm happy with that. I would love to move onto the street with you.
He kind of looks similar. He's wearing a bright red T-shirt today too, Elmo. So you guys could, yeah, be mistaken identity.
Friends.
You guys have been very, very busy on Sesame Street, haven't you, lately?
Well, we've had a lot of fun friends stop by.
Yes, we've got a lot of fabulous people.
That's what
all the time.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and Charlize Theron.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
And Usher.
And Usher.
Wow.
What did you guys do with Usher when he popped past Sesame Street? Was it a fun hangout?
Very cool. We sang an alphabet song, but a new alphabet song like you've never heard before.
How does it go? No. What is it for? Right, it'd be way cooler than the original, right? Is it like a pop version?
Yeah, super cool.
Do you reckon you might be able to give us a rendition, Elmo?
Oh, okay. Let's see. You put Elmo on the spot. Let's see. Here we go. Move your body to the letters, that's what you do. It's the ABCs of moving you. It's kind of like that.
Oh, that is
like that.
Because Usher was singing it.
That sounds so cool. And I can picture, was he wearing his sunglasses when he spoke to him?
Oh, that would have been a good idea. Where are you the day of? I should have had his sunglasses.
I would have looked way cooler.
Yeah.
Elmo, when you've been to the country, when you've been to Australia, what's been your favourite thing to do here so far when you've come to visit from Sesame Street, when you come on a holiday?
Well, you know, one of Elmo's favourite things here is everybody's so friendly in Australia. Everyone's so nice and lots of good restaurants. And Elmo likes the kangaroos, of course.
Yeah.
So did you pat the kangaroos while you were here?
Yeah, Elmo likes to pet the kangaroos. Elmo likes to get in the pouch of the kangaroo.
You get in the pouch of the kangaroo and then you go around for it. They hop around.
Yeah, we don't mind.
You sound like trouble. I like you. You really are my twin, aren't you?
Hey, Elmo.
No, that can't be two of you. That would be too much. Oh,
I think that would be too much of the
Elmo.
Too much of the kangaroo to handle, both of you. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Something very important.
Yes, we do. We do.
You guys are talking about
enough of the silliness, enough of the fun.
Right. We're here to talk about the safety of children and how, in order to ensure their safety, they should not play in
the driveway.
Yes. Driveway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's very important.
So you don't play in the driveway, Elmo, on Sesame Street?
No, well, you just have to be careful, and you really shouldn't play there. It's more important, it's safer to play in, like, a playground or somewhere safe where there's no cars nearby.
That is very true. Plus, you've got heaps of people on Sesame Street that are looking out for you as well, like, you know, Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird Cookie Monster. Hello.
Yes, we're here. And Elmo always waits for me or Gordon or Luis to make sure that they're watching him before he gets out of the car.
That's right. It's very important to have a grown-up that you trust nearby to help you when you're near a road.
Of course, there's so many more fun places to play as well. As you said, on a playground, what's your favorite part of the playground? I picture you as a swing kind of guy.
Yeah, probably. Elmo likes the swings, but Elmo likes... Elmo doesn't know if you call them monkey bars. Do you have monkey bars?
Yeah, we call them monkey bars. And you do the waterfall.
That's my favorite part of the playground, monkey bars.
Do you do the waterfall off the top of the playground, where you do the flip off the top?
Elmo's never done that before, but it doesn't sound very silly.
Speaking of safety.
This conversation is about safety. Melbourne of Australia.
I've never done that before.
Hey, Elmo, tell me, you must be pretty chuffed having Maria on the show. Maria, you've been on the show for 43 years.
Wow.
Elmo, you must be pretty chuffed to have her with you for your entire life.
Oh, come on, you're kidding. Elmo, I love Maria. We go back a way.
We go back a long time.
That's right.
That's right. Over 40 years, even though he's only 2 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Three and a half.
Elmo's evolved.
Oh, you're a big boy now.
Right.
Are you three and a half now, Elmo?
In Elmo years.
Right.
In Elmo years. God love you guys. Thank you so much for talking to us. And it is a very important message for all of the kids across the border and right across the country to know that it is not safe to play in the driveway. Make sure you've got big adults like your mate Marie hanging around looking out for you. Elmo and Marie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
No worries.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And before I let you go, Elmo, can you tweet me or something? You know, my long-lost twin?
What's your Twitter handle?
Tweet me at Hey, I'm Brendo, all one word.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Elmo's people, get on now.
All right.
Elmo's people. Okay, talk to our people, which is no one. Okay, thanks, Elmo.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.